there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thunderstruck. Adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea, Brian got thunderstruck so hard his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival. Choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
That it is. Welcome in the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, because 4 hours a night are not enough. We do this now 8 days a week. Happy Friday, Friday, Friday. This, of course, a spinoff of the overnight show, but only in the podcast format. So we can say naughty words. We can say bad words here on this podcast. Joined yet again, making his way in. We're in a new studio. It might sound a little different. We're in a new studio this week. Making his way in from west of the 405, David Gascon is right there. Oh, you have that. Look at that. The sound, crowd, pan, crowd noise.
Yeah. Crowd always finds a way in west of the 405. Things are just a little bit different here. As I know you are aware, my my tomahawk steaks are nicely cooked and calmly basted with the good teriyaki sauce and onions and the whole nine yards. And yeah, I continue to bring in elite guests as we have one on deck as we speak.
Yes, warming up in the on-deck circle right now. So we don't have time to get into culinary arts. I will tell you, though, I have perfected the Mahler pizza, the garlic, onion, bell pepper Mahler pizza. It is a masterpiece. I'm thinking about opening up my own pizzeria if this radio thing doesn't work out. And I'm just going to get into the pizza business. It's that good. And I was going to send you a picture, but you probably would have been so jealous. You would have demanded that I make a Mahler pizza for you. So I didn't do that. But we'll talk about that at some point over the weekend. We will get into that. But right now, I am very excited. This is a guy who has been around. I've followed him. The big lead. I've only met him once or twice over the years. He's got a very popular podcast now, the Straight Fire Podcast. Jason McIntyre. He's multimedia. He was part of the big lead. He sold the big lead. I'm sure we'll get to that at some point. He is a hot take artist. He's had some viral takes on LeBron, and he currently loves Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks. I think he'd like to have Luka's child. He loves him so much. And he's a bit of a Clipper hater, which is troubling to me. But Jason McIntyre is his name. Hot takes is his game. So welcome in, Jason. And you've got this daily podcast. I know you've been doing it a while with iHeart, the Straight Fire Podcast. And how the heck is it going?
Thanks for having me. I mean, you'd have to ask the big bosses how it's going. I rarely look at the numbers or ask for them, but it's hella fun, man. We started back in August, and you know, it's fun during NFL. It's fun during NBA. We haven't got to the dog days of summer yet, where I don't know. I guess I'm gonna have to talk about baseball every day. You know, basically, we're just trying to capture the zeitgeist and figure out what the biggest story in sports is and hit on it and have a take. It's a lot of fun. I can't recall a time I've had more fun than, you know, when I started out at FS1 in like 2016.
That's cool. And so now, do you have a battle plan, Jason, for the summertime, which is, it's been called the dead zone in sports radio and sports conversation. So are you just going to like do the NFL upcoming, you know, list, that kind of stuff? And what is your battle plan here?
Yeah, I mean, I love the NFL. It's my bread and butter. I love gambling. But I figured we could probably just argue about Jordan and LeBron every day for a month, and that might work. People seem to have – I mean, you know, when they do give me numbers on the pod, they're like, holy cow, this Steph Curry take just went bonkers and drove huge numbers. I'm like, really? What do they say, Ben? You've been in radio forever. Play the hits. I'll argue with anybody. You know, back in when I was a kid – it's funny, one of my teachers, I think it was third grade at parent teacher night, was like, you know, Jason's going to make a lawyer one day because he loves to argue with me. And it was like third grade. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be a lawyer. And, you know, then you look into it and you're like, oh, yeah, it's like four more years of school after. No way. No shot of that. But yeah, I mean, like, listen, I love sports debate. It's fun.
So, Jason, you mentioned gambling, and I've heard stories. Prolific gambler. Are you a chop dog guy? What type of gambler? How would you describe your gambling philosophy?
Over the gut instinct or the team or the player. You always want the best number. And you know, when I was back at the big lead, like, you know, I started doing a weekly NFL gambling thing, and I was able through somebody I knew to get Artie Lang to submit gambling picks. You know, I was like betting against Artie Lang for fun. And, you know, frankly, Artie Lang was like on the Stern Show and things were going well for him. And then they deteriorated pretty quickly. And I eventually didn't know at the end of the season if Artie Lang was submitting picks or it was like the middleman, you know, his guy. But, you know, I'll put my numbers up against anybody. My NBA playoff numbers this year, not very good. You know, gambling is so fun. I think I had my first trip to Vegas and I'm like, okay, this is amazing.
Hey, Jason, I know that one of the things that I first heard you talk about when you actually came to the network were the super contests in Vegas. Yeah. Most people don't know what that is. Can you explain that for the audience?
Yeah, you got to pick against the spread games every week. for the entire season. And anybody can have a 3-week run. And I think I was like top 10 twice early in the season. But sticking with it, man, is brutal. I always crater right around Thanksgiving because, you know, you could stay hardball every September, October. And then like the holidays come up, family trying to orchestrate travel, and you actually like have to pay attention to your family a little bit. And all of a sudden, every year at Thanksgiving, I just start struggling. And that usually carries over. I've never cashed. I've come close. Usually the top 50 cash, but as the super contest has expanded, and now there's other sports books doing it, so there's multiple versions of it. I think everybody's going to get involved. They really, you know this, Dave, they got to open it up so you don't have to be in Vegas and you can enter. Because in August, I'm going to have to make that, you know, 5-hour drive there, or 4.5, whatever, and then sign up for the contest, turn around and drive home. Like, I'm going to have to do that in a day. I did that last year. I left it like 4:30 in the morning to beat the LA traffic. And it sucks, but driving through the desert in August is obviously a lot of fun.
See, you are a unique guy. And Jason, I think you are the second person ever on Ben's podcast to actually live west of the 405 freeway. So I want to welcome you personally as another guy who lives west of the 405 freeway. We are an elite group of people. Ben condemns us.
Listen, you know the landscape, Jason, in L.A. There is the west of the 405, and then there's east of the 405. That's like a point of demarcation in Southern California. And I point this out to Gascon, and he does not seem to embrace it. He pushes back on it. But if you've spent any time in Southern California, you know, like, that's – the beach communities are west of the 405, right? Almost all of them. And then east of the 405 is mostly – the working class people. That's where the working class people live, east of the 405.
Okay, so explain this. The people west of the 405 don't work?
Well, no, they have less physical jobs, right? Yeah, the people east of the 405 are getting gunk under their fingernails, and they're, you know, they're getting back pain all the time and that kind of thing. And then it's, you know, it's different. But west of the 405, it's suntan lotion, palm trees, cocktails. I mean, it's a different lifestyle west of the 405.
Okay. You know, again, I'm a newbie, so I'm not familiar with this line of demarcation. I will say it is a different vibe east of the 405 when you drive to the Hollywood Bowl or, you know, you go even going to work, you know, on the Fox lot. But yeah, listen, is this like taking shots at the west of the 405 crowd? Like, I mean, Ben, you got yes. to come out here for a summer, dude. This is fun.
I can't afford it. That really jealousy would be the reason. I'm doing overnights here, Jason. I'm the overnight guy. Come on, man. I can't afford that. It's out of control here. My God.
I'm not exactly pulling in Colin Cowherd money, if you know what I mean. So if I can afford it, you can certainly swing it as a radio veteran out here in L.A. I will just say this. It is a different life than I grew up in. Like, in the summer now, we saw our kid beach camp. They're at the beach like every day practically. And, you know, when I was growing up on the East Coast, we would make maybe 2 or 3 trips to the beach all year. And now it's like, you know, we're there probably the other week.
Yeah. Where did you grow up, by the way? Where in your childhood? Where were you?
I was born in New York, hence the Knicks and Jets fandom. And then we grew up in Northern Virginia. My dad worked at the government in D.C., and, you know, Northern Virginia was kind of exploding. So we were out there just, you know, firmly in the middle class. We took 1 or 2 vacations a year. You know, we saw a lot of family members. You know, I was the first one in my family born in America. My family came from the Caribbean. So I'm definitely, you know, David tried to call me, I don't know if he was going unicorn, but I'm definitely unique in the sports media industry. Not a lot of guys with a Caribbean background who have the last name McIntyre, but are definitely not Irish. I have a kind of a unique unique background.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you mentioned, we talked about gambling with you being in those super contests and all that, Jason, and we are heading towards the golden age here. I know from talking to different people, the advertising in sports media, which has already started, but once this fully matures, I mean, you've been in the business a while now, too. So how, what are we looking at here for those of us that work in sports media with all the gambling money that's going to be there, sports wagering? Once California and some of these other states that haven't yet legalized it get into it, it is going to be the gold rush. I mean, it's going to be huge, is it not? And it's going to be insane.
Yeah. The one example somebody gave to me recently was, hey, so Adrian Wojnarowski is paid by ESPN, right? What happens if FanDuel says, boy, if we can get access to everybody Woj tweets out to and Instagrams to and Facebooks to, boy, that's a lot of customers who are diehard sports fans hanging on his every word. What's to stop FanDuel or DraftKings from saying, or FoxBet, hey, Woj, we're going to pay you $10 million a year. We're going to double your salary. You now work for us. You can still break your news, do your thing, but it's your Twitter feed sponsored by FoxBet. And now everybody who gets your feed and your news, it's all through FoxBet. Why would that not happen, Ben?
No, I agree with you. I think it's insane. It's good for all of us. Like, guys, well, I'm not at Woj's level. You're more of a
I'm not either. Listen, there's only one Woj. There's one Schefter. You know, I don't know that Peter King's going to bite on this kind of thing. Rappaport. You know, and then you get down the list and then you get to like the F-list celebrities like us. And they're like, oh, we can throw this guy a couple million bucks because guess what? Ben Maller has a radio show that everybody's known and he's got a diehard following every night and his podcast numbers are good. It's coming, Ben. We just have to be patient, right?
Yeah, that's the hard part. Patience. Gascon, you have no patience, Gascon. Huh?
I don't, but, you know, it's a little bit different of a beast. Hey, Jason, I know that obviously being a diehard Jets fan, you haven't had any kind of excitement since Vinny Testaverde broke your heart in the AFC Championship game against the Broncos back in 98. Are you having any kind of I guess, reminiscence about getting a guy that you guys have right now and bolting with Sam Darnold? Do you feel like with Zach Wilson coming in, he is a savior?
All right, I got to be honest, Gascon. That's fake news, the Vinny Testaverde stuff, okay? Did you forget about the Mark Sanchez era? Mark Sanchez went to two damn AFC title games back to back.
Those weren't threats to me to win the Super Bowl. The Jets that season were actually good.
The last Jets game that mattered, Jets Steelers AFC title game, I think it was 24-0 at one point. Yeah. Sanchez, Santonio Holmes, they stormed back. And the Jets, the defense needed one stop. And yes, I've replayed this game in my head a million times. They needed one stop. And Big Ben keep chewing up like 4, 5, 6 yards. Le'Veon Bell. It wasn't Le'Veon Bell. But they could not get the stop. They could not get the ball back. Steelers win. I thought Sam Darnold could get them somewhere, man. I'm not going to lie. I was out front driving the Sam Darnold bus, and, you know, I was wrong about Adam Gase. Way, way wrong. Embarrassingly wrong. I'm hopeful that pretty boy Zach can make this happen. I've called him Zach Efron multiple times, by the way. But doesn't he look like Zach Efron? Like, he looks like he's like 21 years old.
Yeah.
I firmly believe the Jets have something now. I like this new coach, Robert Saleh. I just feel like it feels like the perfect time with the Patriots sinking. I think Tua was a big fraud, and I'm still not 100,000% sold on Josh Allen. I think the Jets come back, but yeah, man, it's been a rough 3 decades.
Now you bring up the situation with Zach Wilson and obviously being a little wrong on Adam Gase, and I'm happy you did do that because Ben and I have worked with a colleague that you are obviously close with now, and that's Robert Guerra. And I need your help because I feel like you have corrupted Bob in this way where every morning Bob has these tweets that echo straight fire. It's just like these outtakes. And I'm thinking like, man, Jason is rubbing off on Bob so much.
Well, I don't know if it's me or it's Rob Parker, because Rob Parker's takes are so damn hot these days. You know, you're going to drop your phone looking at the damn thing. You got to wear oven mitts to hear these crazy, insane Rob Parker rants, which make no sense. But, you know, he's a buddy. So he's afraid to have me co-host with him. By the way, Gascon, I know you know this, Ben. I don't know if you know. Like when Broussard's out, Parker gets to pick who he wants as his co-host.
Yeah.
And there was a time when he would pick me. Oh, yeah, let's bring in McIntyre. He don't pick me anymore because I beat him when it comes to Steph Curry, LeBron, you name it. But, you know, listen, Rob's got some good take. Rob Guerra, that is, has some pretty interesting takes. He's a little in on the Lakers to the point where he can't see straight. You know, he's like, oh, yeah, future Laker, this guy. I'm working on him. But I think he's going to be all right.
Because you work in multiple dimensions, television, digital, and radio, what's your preferred medium?
Well, that's a great question. And Ben, it goes back to your west of the 405. You want to live out here. You need three or four revenue streams, which is why I'm working like a dog. Fox, digital, TV, radio, and podcast. Each of them's different and has their pluses. The written word doesn't carry the weight it used to, but man, it is awesome when you write something and they put the right headline on it and it just mushrooms and everybody hates your guts. Obviously podcasting, there's no rules, right? I mean, I'm relatively new to this. When I was in college, podcasting did not exist. Now Joe Rogan's making $100 million a year. So you could do whatever you want on podcasting. TV obviously is the glamorous one where you feel great. You feel that rush when the red light comes on and it's super exciting. And radio, of course, you really can have some good rants. I had an epic Toronto Raptors rant where I just totally, can I say bad words here?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just took a shit on the Raptors. I was so pissed that Kawhi got lucky when Durant and everybody got hurt. And I just unloaded on those guys, just a torrent of diarrhea all over the franchise. And like, I got like all these death threats from these losers in Toronto. And I had to block of them on my Instagram and all this stuff. But radio, you get a really good lather going. Man, it feels good to just unload on someone.
Yeah, radio is just a different beast, obviously, because Ben's show, it's like at certain times of the hour you really can get after it. The safe harbor space. But with that being said, who's your favorite person to work with? We're talking about Fox, FS1, and obviously on the digital side, because you've worked with some big.
That's a loaded question, Gaskin.
I mean, I think if it was your least favorite to work with, that's a lot easier of a question. But a favorite to work with, Broussard is a lot of fun. Cowherd obviously is fun. On the digital side, I've been doing some fun stuff with Jeff Schwartz. On the radio side, I think I've hosted with kind of intimidating guys. Like when you're sitting next to Steven Jackson or Matt Barnes, and these are big, tall millionaires, tatted up, not looking like guys that I went to high school with or college. It can be intimidating, but man, it's fun when you start vibing with them. Caron Butler, really good guy. A lot of NFL guys. Will Blackman's awesome. And I backed out of the question by naming like 15 people.
Who's your least favorite? Listen, I could throw it out there. I could go either Bob Guerra or Gavin Kinsel, one of the two.
Oh, no, those guys are good dudes, man. I will say, have you had Gavin on the pod lately?
I have not. I love Gavin. Gavin and Bob are always great. And
listen,
they're always entertaining.
Gavin, I feel like, is easier to get worked up if you veer into some Clay Travis territory. Gavin will get fired up. Bob, a little less easy to get worked up. Maybe if you took a shot at Kobe, but that's not ever smart.
Dude, Jason, it's weird because the dynamics behind that network, I know you're not there all the time, but it is either Laker or Dodger town, and God forbid one of those teams loses, like these guys won't show up to work, or they'll just show up with diapers and obviously handkerchiefs, and it's embarrassing, dude. Grown-ass men, right? Complaining about
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zen 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zen nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zen isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Team losing.
I mean, Matt, maybe we should all get behind the Clippers, you know? Here's a funny thing. I haven't seen a damn word said about NBA ratings for like 3 days. Lakers are out. I mean, I'm not building my nights around Suns Nuggets. Everybody on the East Coast is happy. I mean, you get to go to bed early. No disrespect to Jazz clip paper clips, but nobody's like, oh, I got to stay up till 12 o'clock to watch, you know, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Ben, am I getting the vibe here? You're a Clippers guy?
Becoming a magician takes thousands of hours, right, Ashley?
Oh, I'm not a magician. I'm a design specialist at the Container Store.
But you transform closets and pantries.
Well, I turn your most frustrating spaces into ones you love.
With a magic wand?
With Elfa, our customizable, adjustable, and affordable shelving and drawer system.
The amazing Ashley, making daily frustration disappear.
Just doing my job.
Hurry, you only have until February 13th to save 20% when you purchase $500 in Elfa. Get started with your free design at the Container Store today. Hey.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm not just a Clipper guy. I'm a Clipper lapdog. And by the way, you as a Jets fan, Jason, you should have empathy for the Clippers. The Clippers are essentially the Jets of the NBA. And for you to throw dirt, I saw what you said about the Mavericks against the Clippers. You were all over the Mavericks. You were riding Luka Doncic, my man. Come on.
I'm willing to say right now, Ben, Luka, if I'm starting a team, anybody in the NBA, I'm going Luka Doncic first.
Who are you taking over? Listen, Luka Doncic, did you watch those games? Late in the game, it was Tim Hardaway Jr. and other guys that were making big shots for the Mavericks when they were beating the Clippers. It was. Luka was killing it for the first three quarters of the game.
Yeah.
Listen, and they lost to the Clippers after having a 2-0 lead. How great is Luka? Come on.
And 3-2. Well, you know, listen, I thought Luka, he was like questionable for game 7 because his back was hurting from carrying the damn franchise for the first three quarters of every game. The guy averaged like, I think, 35, 10, and 7 against Kawhi and Paul George, two of the best wing defenders in the league. Just and in the fourth quarter, he got tired. Like, I mean, sorry that Boban and Kristaps Porzingis, who'd rather hang out at the local bar, he'd rather hang out at a watering hole than he would in the paint where a 7-foot guy should be. And now he's complaining. Hey. Like, Luka Doncic, you know, I'm all about that guy right now. I mean, how about this, Ben? If you swapped Kawhi and Luka, and you put Kawhi on the Mavs, what's that series? 4-0 Clippers?
Well, Kawhi didn't show up for a couple games, too. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Kawhi, he played very well at the end. There were a couple games Kawhi was kind of going through the motions, too. By the way, Porzingis, he was at the ballet, Jason. You're supposed to appreciate a man that likes
ballet,
the fine
bars,
arts. The
ballet. Deal. But wait, hold up. Ben, who are you taking over Luka to start a team in the NBA? Age obviously matters. Salary a little bit less so.
Well, I'm not really worried about you know, 10 years from now. I think the problem people make in sports is they're concerned about, you know, what's going to happen. Luka might stink in 5 years. You don't know. I mean, these guys you don't know that. You can't assume that Luka's going to continue down the path that he has right now. And you know, listen, Trae Young has led a team further than Luka in the playoffs. I wouldn't pick Trae Young per se. But if winning is the goal, I can get anybody to put up stats. That's the, you know, following the NBA, there are guys on bad teams. I remember years ago when I started covering the NBA in the 90s, there were guys, I covered the Clippers, they were horrible. And there were guys who were putting up great stats, empty stats, because the team was terrible and all that. I'm not fully in love with Luka. The stat domination is great and all that, but I gotta see more. Now, more importantly, you are also.
Wait, hold on. What? This Luka slander, Ben, I'm not gonna stand for that. I just won't. Listen, I don't follow a ton of athletes on the gram, but I follow Luka Doncic, man. I like this guy. He is so talented. So when you were covering the NBA, I'm sure you saw it in the 80s and 90s. We all realize Michael Jordan didn't win jack squat until Scottie Pippen and Phil Jackson showed up. Michael Jordan was putting up monster numbers in the 80s and getting his butt kicked by the bad boys. And everybody's like, oh, he doesn't have help. Well, how come we're not saying the same thing about Luka now? I mean, Luka's kicking the ball to Dwight Powell and Maxi Kleber. Maxi Kleber, you wouldn't know him if he delivered DoorDash to your house tomorrow. I mean, like, Luka Doncic has no help whatsoever. I mean, again, Magic Johnson came into the NBA. He's dishing to Norm Nixon, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Oh, let's just grab James Worthy. Like, Magic had the perfect setup. Like, Luka Doncic, I know I've gassed him up too much. Go ahead, trash him now.
No, I'm not going to trash him. I'm just saying, yeah, for every Michael Jordan, there's, you know, 10 other guys that had great stats and never took it to the next level. Jordan did. And I, you know, this idea that it was all because of Pippen. If Pippen hadn't been there, you know, who's to say somebody else wouldn't have come along that would have helped out, you know, Jordan? And you're a Knicks fan. Kristaps Porzingis was like God's gift to the Knicks when he was in New York, right? No, he loved him. They wanted to give him a statue and a ticker tape parade in New York because he was, you know, the savior. They did. I mean, they loved Porzingis, and now it's tragic. But I did want to mention here, I know you are, even though you're a Knicks fan, you are a huge LeBron James guy. Am I correct in that? You have waxed poetic about LeBron.
I mean, waxed poetic may be strong, but I think undeniably, like, I can appreciate his greatness. I was never a Michael Jordan guy, but I appreciated, man, this guy's a killer. Larry Bird. Okay, I born in New York. I automatically hate all New England teams. I do not like Larry Bird. He's awesome. Larry Bird's a killer. I don't really like Tom Brady, but man, that guy's friggin' good. He's just a winner. He's clutch. I never loved LeBron with the Heatles. The story that he can go to any franchise and instantly they're in the finals is pretty much something that we haven't ever seen before in sports. Like, winning a title, awesome. But he won, and then he leaves, and he gets back to the finals. Then he goes to L.A. and wins another championship. Like, have we ever seen this? A guy go to three different places, be the driving force behind it everywhere, and winning championships? Like, it's unheard of, practically. I'm kind of in awe of his greatness. And yes, I have him as the greatest player of all time.
I'm a Michael Jordan guy, so I've not been swayed by LeBron James. But with the Lakers, though, you will admit that he is a declining star with the Lakers. He's been there 3 years. The first year they got to the lottery, he got hurt. The second year, to me, that bubble championship, I don't put a lot of stock in that because of what happened with not traveling and no home court road situation. So I don't put a lot of stock in that. And then this past year, he got hurt again. So he's been in L.A. 3 years. He's had injuries in two of them, first-round playoff exit, and also a lottery appearance for the Lakers. That's not over-the-top amazing. And if you look at the age, if you look at the comps, Jason, then, you know, it's going to be kind of more like when Kobe was at the end, and he was, you know, he had lost it, and Kobe got hurt a lot, and the Lakers were terrible. Like, to me, LeBron's a declining entity at this point, and the Lakers seem to be convinced that he's just going to be the same LeBron, you know, the way he was 4 years ago, next year and the year after. I don't see that happening.
Well, yeah, what about you? I mean, naturally, he's going to be declining in his age, but it's funny because what he's doing now, Michael Jordan had already quit twice. He bailed on the NBA twice because he couldn't take it. Like, he wins three titles, goes to the finals 3 years in a row. Michael Jordan's like, oh, I got to retire. I'm exhausted. Like, he went on Last Dance and said that. Three straight trips to the finals and you're exhausted? LeBron went eight straight and he never quit. Now, yes, his body's breaking down. He's 36. But I just want to remind people, after game three, I was actually at game three at Staples. Lakers are up 2-1 in that series. Nobody, not one soul said Phoenix has this series. They're going to be fine. LeBron and AD are clicking. AD had 34 in game two and 34 in game three. Like, they were going to probably roll to in five or six over Phoenix. And then AD goes down and it's like, well, there goes the season. So, I don't think anybody expected LeBron to be able to carry, you know, Dennis Schroeder and KCP and Mr. Unreliable Kyle Kuzma. I said, by the way, Ben, you'll like this. I said on Undisputed that Kyle Kuzma is about as reliable as the Wi-Fi in my basement. And, like, apparently it got back to him and he was ticked off because I know some people who kind of knew the Lakers. Kyle Kuzma didn't show. Jay Crowder made six damn three-pointers in game six. Kyle Kuzma made, like, four in the series, I think. Three or four in the series. Like, Kuzma doesn't deliver. Nobody expected LeBron to carry that corpse past the Suns, who had the second-best record in the league, right?
Well, LeBron, though, he said it himself. He was going to put them on these shoulders. He implied the shoulders were made to carry the Lakers, and he didn't do that. But, yeah,
say that as opposed to we're going to get our asses kicked by Chris Paul and Devin Booker, you know?
Well, no, you could be like Kawhi Leonard and not say anything. Kawhi, you know, when the Clippers fell behind 2-0 to the Mavericks, he didn't really say, like, we're going to come back and win the series. He just, like, you know, he kind of kept quiet.
He doesn't say anything. He's like a robot. Are you a Kawhi guy?
Well, I like him as a player, but he's, you know, as for what we do, Jason, this is not good. Kawhi's not radio friendly. He's not podcast friendly. LeBron is very, I'll give LeBron credit. I have on a slow day, Jason, over the years here at night, you know, I'll just go to LeBron. He'll say something crazy, stupid, whatever, and I can get a segment out of it. So I would like to thank LeBron for that. But Kyle Kuzma, they were leaving Kuzma open. The Suns, I mean, he had some great takes where, or shots where he was like open. He didn't make them. And the Lakers left Jay Crowder, as you mentioned, open. He was making them. You know, yeah. He didn't make them early in the series, but by the end of it, he was knocking down.
Yeah, it's a good point. Early in the series, they had AD back there, right? And so the rotations are easier when you got Anthony Davis on the back line. And then, listen, Cameron Payne was blowing by LeBron like he was in cement shoes. And it's a lot more difficult to play defense if you're LeBron or KCP or any of these guys when you don't have Anthony Davis back there. You look over your shoulder and Andre Drummond, who, you know, struggles to tie his shoes and chew gum at the same time. Like, it's just a different animal. And the Lakers, they got de-pantsed. I'm hopeful that they can come back next year. Just, I will say, in the bubble, fully healthy, Lakers roll. Fully healthy against the Suns, up 2-1, Lakers look good. I don't necessarily think the sky is falling, but they can't weather another 25 games without LeBron. I think you're going to have to start the load managing. And remember, Michael Jordan was retired by 37. I mean, he came back when he was 39 as a fossil with the Washington Wizards in my backyard, and he couldn't even drag that team to the playoffs, you know? So I just think the hagiography over Jordan is a bit much, Ben. You go online and these guys act like Michael Jordan never missed a damn shot. How soon we forget that Donald Royal of the Orlando Magic picked his pocket and went in for a dunk when the Orlando Magic – you're laughing, Gascon. This happened. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
But we scrubbed this away. Oh, because he had played baseball. He only came back for 20 games. Okay. You know, Donald Royal picked his pocket and dunked, and the Magic knocked the Bulls out of the playoffs. But somehow that doesn't count against Jordan.
But I think, to be fair, though, Jason, you would agree, especially with the Jordan and LeBron talk, is that – most people only worry about the contemporaries. They lose their nature of an argument because they don't have that kind of Rolodex of content. Like, you could talk to Broussard about basketball and he'll start picking guys off, you know, Oscar Robertson, obviously Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jerry West. These guys from yesteryear are guys that put up monster numbers, but they played in a different era. Mm-hmm. You put them in today's game with obviously the roughhousing that's not that was permitted back then. Now it is not. These guys would be lighting people up. I mean, Jerry West played in an era with no 3-point line.
Okay, let me ask you this. And you referenced I'm a big Knicks fan. What is Patrick Ewing in today's NBA?
Boban. He's Boban.
That's tough because
he can't defend the pick and roll.
Like, yeah.
I mean, he would be getting lit up. He would be played off the floor. He doesn't have the mobility of Gobert. And that's tough because you say that to a guy like Broussard and he gets defensive. Well, Patrick Ewing would have been shooting threes. And that's accurate. He would have been shooting threes. But, you know, some of these guys, like, I mean, you want to go back to those Celtics when they won 50 titles in a row with Bill Russell. Like, were there 9 teams in the league?
Yeah.
You know, you find those highlights, the black and white, and it's like a bunch of white guys. You know, no disrespect, but what is Zach LaVine doing in the 1960s? Is he averaging 50 a game?
Maybe.
I mean, is he putting up 60 a game? I'll tell you right now, ain't nobody in the 1960s could check Zach LaVine to save their life.
But
he's not even a top 15 player in the league right now.
Now, to be fair, though, what would happen with guys like David Robinson and Hakeem Olajuwon? I mean, those are guys that played a post game as a true big. So what would happen to them in today's game? We don't have many guys like Robinson or Elijah.
Well, the only thing is Ewing was more lumbering. He was really good defensively early in his career with the blocks. Yeah. But I think Olajuwon would be okay. I don't know if he would be like Rudy Gobert, but he can at least score. I'll say this about Jokic and the Nuggets. If you watch that game this week, it's like they're not even looking inside. They're just like, oh, we'd rather have Austin Rivers, Jack Threes, and Campazzo. It's like if you at least go inside and you can get automatic points with Olajuwon, the defense has to probably help a little bit. And those threes for Jay Crowder or whoever on the Suns or Nuggets are a little bit easier. I would guess Olajuwon would be better than DeAndre Ayton, right?
Yeah.
And probably better than Rudy Gobert.
I mean, the game has just changed so much. But I'll answer the question since Ben did not. If I had to start a team now, I would take Kevin Durant over Luka Doncic 10 times out of 10 times. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, there's no question in my mind. And Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is a two-way player. Luka Doncic is an offensive threat. That is it. You can't get stops from Luka Doncic.
But if you're building a team, you build somebody with on the back line that can get those blocks the way Anthony Davis does. I'll just say this. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, Kevin Durant is amazing. Well, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. You know, Kevin Durant's amazing. That being said, Gascon, think back to his OKC days.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, he could get a lot of wins. He could often get to the finals. They were never able to win a chip. Now, I know what you're going to say. Well, Luka hasn't won a series. I totally get that. I don't know if Durant had by 22. He might have. I think it went to the finals at like 24. But Kevin Durant is certainly up there. My thing with Luka, I know he makes everyone better. Yeah. Does Kevin Durant make anyone else better?
Well, and the thing about Durant, we used to kill him, right, with Oklahoma City. Couldn't get over the hump, and he had that reputation, and then he went to Golden State, obviously, and changed it. But we have limited time left, Jason. I must bring up the big lead. You were known as the guy. You helped create the domination that was the big lead, and you sold it. I am immensely jealous. I had a website, my own name on it, and I did pretty well. I had a pretty good following. And I made some deals with Yahoo and Fox Sports, but I never made the big money. And many people have said, why didn't you? I'm a bad businessman. You are a smart businessman, Jason. No, you are. You kind of walk me through the mindset. I mean, because that had to be, I would say, a tough decision. You obviously did very well financially, but what led you to finally move on from the big league?
You mean sell it or at the end?
To sell it. And then obviously eventually you left.
So it's so funny. This idea that like I made all this money. First of all, that's not totally true. Like, yes, it was mentioned in the New York Times, seven figures. Got it. Okay. But it's not like I cleared 20 million bucks or the volume or anything like that. Like, come on. The volume hasn't sold, but you know, they're getting tons of money and Clay Travis did well. It was very fortuitous. It was at a good time. Like everybody talks about disruptors right now, like Airbnb is disrupting the hotel industry. Well, my website kind of disrupted newspapers at the time. And, we weren't stealing all their readership, but we were stealing enough that it mattered. We had a young audience. And this company had approached me and was like, hey, we want to rent you with the option to buy. So we'll rent you for a year. And if we see the numbers and the income and blah, 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 we'll buy you. And I was like, all right. And it's funny because when I had that, two gentlemen in sports media came to me and were like, hey, don't do that deal. Do one with us. And it was Dan Le Batard and Jason Whitlock. And they were friends at the time. I don't know if they're friends anymore. I mean, I think I've told this story. And like, they were like, hey, hold off on selling. And I was like, seeing the numbers these guys were telling me. And I'm like, yeah, I got the wife and we got a kid on the way. Sorry, guys. And of course, they were not thrilled about that. Selling it was a good feeling. But again, like, Ben, you know, you're a grinder like I am. Like, you sell it and then you go to bed and you wake up just like everybody else. You put on your socks.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change.
You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't sleep with socks. You know, you put on your socks, you brush your teeth, you go downstairs. It's like, all right, what's next? Like, I'm not the kind of guy who's going to sit there and do like a massive victory lap because I sold a website. Like, all right, you got to keep grinding away. Like, it's weird in this industry, Ben. I'm almost certain, knowing a little about you, that I know, like, you're never like, all right, that was an amazing show, let me kick back and relax. It just doesn't work like that. You know, you've always got to keep going. You want forward momentum. I'm personally never satisfied. My wife thinks it's a little bit unhealthy, but like, I'm sorry. I'm not in the mood to like give up. Like I'm not trying to get like Gascon and work out and become a monster, but I am trying to work play sports. You know, I just don't know that there's an end game for me now. Maybe when I'm like 60 something, I'll chill and want to retire. But like, I'm feeling in my prime, and I'm just going to keep working, whether it's website, digital, podcast, TV, radio, whatever. Like, I got time. And what are the other options? What am I going to do? Like, none of my friends are retired. You know, I can't play golf every day. I'm not great at golf, but it's also boring as shit. And like, you can only play tennis so many times a week. You know, I do pick up basketball. Like, if you had no job, like, it wouldn't be that great. You'd probably be unhealthy, play video games. You know, you probably start hitting on women everywhere. Like, I just like working, and I'm going to continue to try to kick ass.
Yeah, well, you're doing a great job. I thank you for coming on the podcast. I think we're wired the same way. You just want to keep working. I don't look back and listen to the show and all that. You just move on to the next thing. So, and again, straight fire. You can hear that every day, 5 days a week. Yes, early in the morning, drops early in the morning. People can listen to it on the way to work. And thank you, Jason.
Yeah, thank you. And hey, congrats on, you know, building a massive audience, man. You do huge numbers. They tell me at Fox, like, your numbers are massive. So congrats, man.
Thank you.
The story of the rose is a story of love. Whether it's a date night with your sweetheart, a Galentine's Day with friends, or showing yourself a little extra love, use code CRUSH15 at FTD.com through February 14th and save 15% on florist-crafted bouquets, plants, and specialty gifts. See website for details. FTD. Give it meaning.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
A story of the rose is a story of love. From farms to our florists and right into the arms of sweethearts savoring a date night in. Best friends showing their galantines how much they adore them. And those giving themselves a little love. Go to FTD.com and save 15% through February 14th with code CRUSH15. And celebrate your love story with iconic roses, florals, and gifts from FTD.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.